BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The government of Nepal says it believes at least 1,500 people have been killed by a devastating earthquake. The information minister, Manendra Rajal, says that number could treble in the next 24 hours, as many people are still thought to be buried in the debris of collapsed buildings. Mr. Rajal said it was a calamity of enormous proportions. The epicentre of the quake was between the capital, Kathmandu, and the city of Pokhara. More from our South Asia editor, Anbarasan Etirajan.
It was the worst earthquake to hit Nepal in 80 years. Old brick buildings, power lines came crashing down and large cracks opened up on streets and roads. Residents ran out of homes and buildings in panic. The tremor lasted for several minutes and some witnesses said it was like being on a boat in heavy seas. A number of villages near the epicenter have been flattened. Dozens of people are buried under the collapsed buildings.
A BBC journalist in Kathmandu says thousands of people are spending the night outside in the open, fearing further tremors. The earthquake triggered avalanches in the Himalayas and a number of climbers are known to have died on Mount Everest. Neil Lawton, who's leading a team of climbers on the north side of the mountain, said the fate of climbers on the southern side was uncertain.
We've got a lot of Nepalese Sherpas who are obviously extremely worried. Their friends and colleagues and family members, not only in Kathmandu, but also obviously working on the south side of the mountain. So we're lending them our satellite phone to make phone calls home. We do know that the mountain is barred and shut for 3 days from today, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens next.
Many countries and international charities have offered aid to Nepal to deal with the disaster. Neighbouring India was the first to send several aircraft carrying medical supplies and a mobile hospital. Penny Sims is from the British Red Cross.
Certainly shelter and food is something that we're hearing is really urgent. Even if the homes haven't collapsed completely, they're still having aftershocks at the moment. So people are camping out in the open air and some people, they've just lost their homes entirely. But there's whole neighbourhoods we haven't even heard from yet, especially towards the epicentre. There's been landslides. We can't get to them. We're not hearing from them. And we fear when we do reach those places, the situation is going to be much worse.
The European Union has announced that senior officials will sail on an Italian naval ship off the coast of Sicily on Monday to show their support for efforts to save the lives of migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, will join the head of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, and the Italian Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi. More than 1,000 migrants are thought to have died so far this month. World News from the BBC. One of the world's biggest car makers, Volkswagen, has announced that its chairman, Ferdinand Piëch, has resigned with immediate effect. Mr. Piëch, who has been a leading figure in the company for more than 20 years, had publicly criticised VW's chief executive. More from Rob Young.
For the past 2 weeks, there's been a very public and destabilising power struggle at the top of Volkswagen. On the one side has been the powerful chairman, Ferdinand Piëch, grandson of the founder of the Porsche car company. On the other, the chief executive, Martin Winterkorn, who Mr. Piëch seemed to dislike. The board of Volkswagen has said it will extend the chief executive's contract and had lost confidence in the chairman. So Mr. Piëch and his wife have resigned all their posts at the firm.
Israeli police say they have shot dead a Palestinian who attacked a member of the security forces with a knife, the second such incident in 24 hours. The latest violence took place in the West Bank city of Hebron, where a border policeman was stabbed. Late on Friday, a Palestinian teenager was killed after a policeman was attacked with a meat cleaver. More than 1,500 protesters are marching in the American city of Baltimore in the latest protest over the death of a black man in police custody. Demonstrations have taken place daily since the death of Freddie Gray last Sunday. The turnout on Saturday was the largest yet. Mr. Gray suffered a fatal injury to his spinal cord a week after he was arrested. He's the latest of a series of black men who've died at the hands of the police. A prominent Venezuelan opposition leader has been moved from prison to hospitals so he can receive medical treatment. Antonio Ledezma, who is the mayor of Caracas, was transferred from jail early on Saturday. He was arrested in February and is accused of plotting a coup against President Nicolas Maduro. The Attorney General's office said that he would be allowed to recuperate at home under house arrest. BBC News.